This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Hoffman. Well, Memorial Day weekend is steeped in many traditions. Many are reflective as we will honor the fallen heroes of our armed services and those who have passed away. Some are more entertaining, though, and one of those is the annual running of one of America's premier auto racing events, the Indianapolis 500. And agriculture is a big part of that tradition. And we'll talk about it right after this.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, weather conditions. Whew! At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
The I states of Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana get a lot of credit when it comes to the agricultural production of the United States. And Indiana plays host to the Indianapolis 500 and has its own agricultural traditions that farmers, especially dairy producers, are proud of. And that is the winner of the race drinking milk. The tradition started nearly 90 years ago in 1936. We hear from Donald Davidson. He's the historian emeritus with the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And he talks about the beginning of the tradition involving milk.
Louis Meyer, who ended up winning the race three times, regularly drank buttermilk. Not milk, but buttermilk. That's what he drank on a hot day. He used to say that that the tradition started in 1933. Well, he may have drunk milk in 33, but we have no photographic record of that. And we do know Louis Meyer wins again in 1936, and then he's given this bottle of buttermilk. And it was photographed. And so apparently some executive in the milk industry saw that and thought, you know, what great publicity.
After the 1936 race, it took nearly 20 years for the tradition to actually get some legs under it, as the dairy industry ponied up some extra money to the winners if they continued the tradition of drinking milk after they won the race.
So in 1956, it was a cash prize. If the winner drank milk, he got $300, and the chief mechanic got $50. And as luck would have it, in 1956, Pat Flaherty drank milk regularly anyway, because he had some kind of a bone condition. And so anyway, milk has been offered every year since, and now it's a lot more than $300.
In the years that have followed, the prize money for the winning driver has grown exponentially. The American Dairy Association in Indiana now ponies up $10,000 to the race winner, and the winning crew chief gets an extra $500 prize if they drink milk after the race is won. Now, before the race starts, the racers are asked to give their preference of milk. They can choose between whole, 2%, or fat-free milk. Then one of each bottle is chilled and ready for the end of the race. But lately, there has been some push to have flavored milk be part of the choices. So far, there has been no option of chocolate milk or any other flavors. But in 2021, winner Helio Castroneves won his fourth race and was seen adding strawberry flavoring to his milk before drinking it down. Of course, that means that we could start to see some of the chocolate milk, strawberry milk, or other flavors start to become more prevalent at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. The Indy 500 will start this Sunday at 11:45 Central Time. And good luck to all the racers, and hope they're safe and enjoy that milk after their victory. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Hoffman.